This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla, and we have some breaking news. Vic Fangio has been fired as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, the team announced just within the hour. While Fangio put together one of the NFL's best defenses in his three seasons in Denver, the Broncos struggled to score points and have not had a winning season under Fangio. The Broncos' season ended Saturday with a loss to Kansas City, marking the team's fifth straight losing season. More people are moving to what's known as Colorado's wildland-urban interface, and that has firefighters concerned. They're worried about protecting communities between cities and the wilderness. Jacob Ware is the chief of the Elk Creek Fire Protection District in the foothills outside Denver. He recognizes that the state is going to grow, but
it just has to be appropriate, sustainable development for the area.
War says roads in the area are narrow and weren't built for the number of people coming in and out of those neighborhoods. And speaking of growth, Douglas County's considering a plan to get more water to its growing community. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Douglas County is growing so fast, it needs to find water from other sources. This proposal would tap well water from the San Luis Valley and pump it through a pipeline to the Front Range. The proposal from Renewable Water Resources would cost Douglas County $20 million in federal COVID relief money. The county will consider the proposal in January. The Rio Grande Water Conservation District and a group of stakeholders oppose the proposal. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.